Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, of now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. We are from the great state of Arizona. And tonight we have a town hall with Carrie Lake, Blake Masters. And this is one of the defining states in terms of power and control, not only in terms of Republican governorships, and that matters a lot, especially if you believe in election integrity. That has to happen at the state level. And of course, and if you want Chuck Schumer out as the Senate Majority Leader, electing Blake Masters would be huge. It is now dead even in the race for the Senate. Carrie Lake has a lead anywhere between 3 and 5 points. Anyway, the gubernatorial candidate, she'll be with us on Hannity tonight, along with Blake Masters and surprise guests. Carrie Lake is with us. Well, so far the campaign's going well. Congratulations.
Thank you. And we're really excited that you're coming down tonight and highlighting the importance of Arizona. I'm a big believer, and I'm not just saying this, Sean, because it's my race, that the governor's race in Arizona is the most important race in the country. Because if you look and ask people in every state, I don't care if it's Iowa, if it's, you know, Minnesota, if it's Montana, and you ask them the number one issue or number two or number three issue, somewhere in the top three issues is this wide open border and the fentanyl crisis and the illegal immigration crisis. And those other states don't have the ability to do anything about it. They need to have strong border governors. And that's what we need here in Arizona. Katie Hobbs, her border plan is to let Joe Biden handle it. He's the reason we're in the trouble we're in right now, because he took back a great border plan under President Trump and pulled it back on day one. We got to get these radicals out of office and make sure we don't vote them in, because they will destroy our country, just like they've destroyed California and Washington and all these blue states where people are fleeing and selling everything and moving to red states. Got to make sure we have Arizona in good hands.
So Katie Hobbs has a pretty radical background. We've gone over it many times on this show. She wants amnesty. She says it's ridiculous to focus on the border. How could somebody that wants to be an Arizona governor say it's ridiculous to focus on a border?
Well, she's not a serious candidate. Let's face it. This is their open borders. The Democrat Party, unfortunately, has become the party of open borders. They used to care about the working class. Now they don't care if millions of people are pouring in who will eventually take the jobs of the working class. So they've completely lost their way. And she's not a serious candidate. When she was in the state Senate, she voted against a border wall. She voted against a virtual border wall. She voted against our border strike force that helps secure our border, and she's for open borders. At the same time that she's voting on against the people of Arizona and basically trying to help the cartels, she's sponsoring legislation to introduce sex education in kindergarten. This woman is a radical, and this is the reason I'm running. I knew that she was going to run, and we had to save Arizona from the most radical leftist we've ever seen run for office in this state. She doesn't have the people. She doesn't understand what the people of Arizona want for their state. We want to make sure we remain this Western state with our unique qualities here in Arizona and a strong state.
So she thinks it's ridiculous to focus on the border. She supports amnesty. She wants no restrictions at all whatsoever on abortion. And to define that for people that are listening, as we have many, many times in the past, that means that up until the moment you're due to give birth, she's okay with a woman deciding at that moment that she can have an abortion when this child is viable outside of a mother's womb. And that is infanticide. Call it whatever you want to call it, but it is what it is. That is a child at that point. Anyway, so she wants no restriction on abortion, amnesty, ridiculous to focus on the border. She won't debate you. Her background is she was found liable of racial discrimination in a case involving employment, not once, I understand, but twice. She says she's for tax cuts, but I have 13 examples, Carrie Lake, in front of me, where she voted to increase taxes and voted against tax cuts. Her own staff accuses her of being emotionally abusive, and she was handed a softball question at a forum to explain her relationship with the Hispanic American community, and she couldn't even give an answer.
Oh, it was embarrassing. It was absolutely embarrassing. It was a minute and a half of, you know, my kids and my husband are Latino. They were appalled when they heard that. I mean, they laughed because they thought, they said to me, Mom, that's why she won't debate you, because she can't even speak and she can't articulate anything. Not to mention her policies are horrible. You probably don't even want to hear them articulated because they will have us in the poorhouse. You're right about the tax increases. She never met a tax increase she didn't love. Her tax plan, she released it. It's to give a tax break on diapers and feminine hygiene products. Our tax plan to give some relief in this Biden dreadful economy is to give $500 million back to the hardworking people of Arizona by getting rid of our grocery tax and our rental tax that you pay on rent. We are giving real common sense policies that will help the people of Arizona. She's full of gimmicks and nonsense, and the people are onto it. And the racism, we found out a week and a half ago that it didn't just start a couple years ago when she paid women of color $30,000 less in her office than men doing the same job. It started back in high school. We found a high school yearbook where she, when she was in charge of Spirit Week, held a mock slave auction and thought that was funny, where they auctioned off the freshmen as slaves. This woman is sick.
You got to be kidding me.
Twisted. No.
Yeah, no wonder she doesn't want to debate you. Look, to me, this election, and we are now a mere 15 days away from Election Day, and many states are voting early. This is about as simple a choice election as I've ever seen in my lifetime. If you're happy with a 41-year high of inflation, then vote for Democrats. If you're happy paying twice what you were paying for a gallon of gasoline under Donald Trump, then vote for the Democrat. If you want this wide-open borders with all the fentanyl and all the opioids crossing it, and all the human trafficking involved and all the cartel involvement, then vote for Democrats. If you want a woke education for your kids instead of reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers, vote for the Democrats. If you don't want integrity in our elections, vote for the Democrats. They don't want voter ID. They don't want signature verification. They don't want chain of custody controls. They don't want updated voter rolls. And they don't want partisan observers to watch the count start to finish. It's not that complicated. Carrie Lake, some Republicans don't get it, but thankfully you do.
Yeah, I mean, you laid it out as concisely as I've ever heard it laid out. This is about common sense solutions to the problems we've had for a long time. Listen, we've got to secure our border. I've talked to too many parents who've lost a loved one, their child, 17-year-old, 19-year-old, to fentanyl poisoning. It's happening, and it's not just staying in Arizona. and she's for open borders. We talked about her tax plan. We want to make sure our kids are properly educated, and we are now funding the student, thankfully, here in Arizona, not the system. But Katie Hobbs fought against that. And when it got passed by the legislature and the governor signed it into law, she still tried to fight having education freedom. We want our families to pick the best school for our kids. And I believe that's the fastest way to clean up this nonsense curriculum is to give some competition where you can take the tax money for your child and send it to whatever school you want your child to go to. She's opposed to that. The Republicans have a lot to be proud of. We have the common sense solutions. I believe in America First policies, Arizona First policies, and those are conservative policies that will get us out of the mess we're in that these career politicians have done to us.
You know, it's really, really that simple. We're really looking forward to having you tonight. Blake Masters, he's been trailing you a little bit, but there is a libertarian on the Senate side of this debate. Now, my advice to anybody in Arizona, the libertarian candidate has no shot of winning. Don't waste your vote because it's a half a vote, ends up being a half a vote for Mark Kelly. Do you agree with that assessment?
Right. I absolutely agree. And I hope that Mark Victor backs out and pulls out of this and does the right thing and gets behind Blake Masters. We need Blake Masters in the U.S. Senate. Absolutely. And frankly, we need to vote Republican right down that ticket. And I've never seen a more united front than all of us who are running. Mark Fincham, Abe Hamaday, Tom Horn. We are united as Republicans because we know this leftist agenda is trying to drag our state down, our citizens down, our businesses down. And we are going to go in there and have a red wave in Arizona and get to work on solving these problems.
You know, I'm having a hard time getting used to the rattlesnakes outside of my window. But otherwise, I love the terrain here in Arizona. Kerry Lake, we'll see you tonight on Hannity. Our town hall, Kerry Lake, Blake Masters, surprise guests. Thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Sean. Looking forward to it.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll hit the phones next. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program as we continue from Arizona. Our town hall tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox. Kerry Lake, Blake Masters. Blake Masters is in a dead heat to defeat Mark Kelly in the Senate. Important race. Right now, look, you have to make your finances way more resilient. Do whatever you can. And that means control spending any place you can. Save money any place you can. You want to protect your financial future. And that's where our friends at AmericanFinancing.net come in. They're a family-owned company. They're focused on you. They want to give you a free financial mortgage review, a debt consolidation review, and see if they can save you money every month and over the course of your loan. It's absolutely free. There's no pressure. There's no obligation at all whatsoever. So talk to the pros at AmericanFinancing.net. Call them now, 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net. Do it now because we're expecting more rate increases for the next year and a half. So do it while you can. We'll continue.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Exposing the Pelosi Party's chaos and corruption all day, every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them 2 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn, but after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her, they supported her, and they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn and maybe even in a big way. Every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, let's hit our busy phones, 800-941-SEAN, our number. Let's say hi to Frank in New York. Frank, hi, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
I'm good, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Sean? I'm reminding you, I'm holding down the fort here in New York for you. What's going on, bud?
All right, I just, I watch everything.
By the way, the only reason I can do that is I was born and raised in New York. Otherwise, I'd get big trouble.
Oh, I know.
What's going on?
Well, I watched your two shows last week with Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz, and I thought that was really great.
Thank you.
You know, you did it, and I thought...
We've got three town halls this week on Hannity. Not one, not two, we got three. That's how important this race is to me. I've got to leave everything on the field, do everything I can do to make people aware of how important this election is.
Exactly, and that's why I'm calling, because I think you really should do one here in New York for Lee Zeldin. Because we need him so bad in New York. And you know and I know
we've been putting him on radio and TV regularly. And first of all, I feel sorry for all that he's been through. The guy that came on stage with that knife in his hand, and it was a blade, and literally he was moving it right towards Lee Zeldin's neck. Right to his throat. And then to have a gang shooting in your front yard in Shirley, Long Island. Shirley, Long Island is not exactly known for its gang violence.
It's a nice place, right?
It
took Giuliani and Bloomberg 20 years, and we had 20 great years here. And now we've been in the toilet for the last 9 or 10. So it's got to change. That's why I'm asking you if you can.
Let me see what I can do. You know, I promise you I'm going to continue to have Lee on regularly. We're going to update people. This race now is statistically tied in the bluest of blue states, New York. Now, I made a promise after last year. Last year, I screwed up. Last year, I did not cover the New Jersey gubernatorial race as much as I should have. I give myself a little slack because there was zero indication at all that the state was in play. We were very focused on Glenn Youngkin and the Commonwealth of Virginia. That's why I'm putting on Tudor Dixon later in this show. That's why we're following Tiffany Smiley. That's why we're looking at Colorado. We're not going to leave one state in their hands, maybe California, although we did offer Gavin Newsom an hour on the show. And, you know, it's funny because the media mob's been attacking me for having Republicans. Well, he doesn't have any Democrats on. I'm like, I'm inviting them every freaking day. They don't want to come on the show. They're avoiding me like the plague.
Well, because you mess around. I mean, you go right to the point. But, I'm 65. I'm retired. I'm retired Local 1 elevator guy. And I don't want to leave New York. I've been limiting
my uncle was an elevator guy, an Otis guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my son works for Otis. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say the name. But
No. It's all good. I'm sure they appreciate the plug.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Frank, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you being with us. All right, we have 1 minute. Let's say hi to John in Texas. John, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. The 1 minute is yours. Make great use of it.
Well, Sean, thanks for having me on. I just want to make a little point here. Biden keeps blaming Putin for the oil price increase. And they blame Putin because he invaded Ukraine. Well, if Donald J. Trump were president, he would have never invaded Ukraine in the first place. No one's making that point.
Well, I've made that point, but maybe you didn't hear it. You're not listening the full 3 hours every day, so you get a D for attendance. But with that said, I'm just teasing. But with that said, Joe caused this problem. Joe gave in to the climate cultists that are, you know, the new Democratic, new Green Deal Socialist Party. And for some reason, they have convinced themselves it's perfectly acceptable to kiss the backsides of dictators like Putin and the Iranian mullahs and the Venezuelan dictator thug and the MBS in Saudi Arabia, the pariah nation and OPEC plus nations. But it's not okay to do it here, which makes no sense at all because if we're worried about Mother Earth, if that's the justification not to be energy independent, then why are you importing energy when we do it cleaner, we do it faster, we do it cheaper, and we would lower the price of everything because we would increase the supply dramatically in the world? This is not rational thinking. They're not rational creatures at this point. Anyway, great job. Appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Bottom of the half hour, Senator Ted Cruz, I have no idea why he dared to do this. He went on The View, and it became a total Adam Schiff show, as I would have predicted. He'll join us to talk about it coming up. All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. Our friend Senator Ted Cruz, great state of Texas, took the bold move of going on the show The View. He's got a brand new book out. It's called Justice Corrupted. By the way, how apropos is this book? We put it up on Amazon.com. It's on Hannity.com. It's in bookstores everywhere. Here is Senator Ted Cruz. He'll join us in a minute on The View earlier today.
Last year, the federal government took in $4 trillion in tax revenues. Most money in history we've ever taken in. The problem is we spent nearly $7 trillion. And that's what
we do cover climate, guys. We do cover climate.
Ladies, excuse us. Let us do our job. Let us do our job. We hear what you have to say, but you gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta let us do our job.
They weren't even protesting you.
Gotta let us do our job.
I couldn't be with the protest.
Well, that's what I said about the Yankees.
Thank you.
They're accusing us of not covering climate change, and we do that almost.
Well, at least they didn't throw tomatoes.
I'm really glad you don't have a Van Gogh on the wall.
But notwithstanding.
That's a great line. If you don't know what that's a reference to, you had some of these animal rights activists throwing, what was it? Well, first they've been dumping milk in grocery store aisles. And what did they throw on?
I think it was potatoes or something.
Yeah, mashed potatoes. But thankfully, The painting had a glass around it,
protective cover in front of it. Yeah.
Anyway, Senator Ted Cruz, a very brave man. We used to do The View. I've done it many times. Last time I did it, Rosie O'Donnell was on, and it was such an Adam Schiff show. I said never again. I'm not going to waste my time. Senator, you're a brave man. You went to Yankee Stadium wearing a Houston Astros jersey, and then you went on The View. I don't know which took more guts.
Well, Sean, it's been a fun 24 hours. I'm in your hometown of New York City right now, and they both have been pretty wild. I'll tell you, at Yankee Stadium last night, there were more than a few people telling me to do things that are actually anatomically impossible.
That is a typical New York crowd. I'm telling you, it's normal.
Well, I recognize I'm in bright orange Astros garb, and we were finishing game four of sweeping the Yankees. So, I took it with a smile, and it's all part of loving baseball.
And let's talk about this appearance on The View. Well, first of all, the book is very important. I want to get into the details of it because I'm in full agreement with you. People need to read this and understand this because it's the Republic. It's the Constitution itself. Every law is based on our Constitution. But so you go on The View. The protesters were actually in the audience. But I did notice that, you know, you steamrolled the ladies of The View today, and that is not an easy task.
Well, look, the reason I went on The View is that I think conservatives, we spend too much time preaching to the choir, and we need to reach more broadly. And for the viewers of The View, they are used to hearing one side of the political story. They're not used to hearing anything conservative. They're not used to hearing the truth. And I think it's important for them to hear another view and to talk about this book, Justice Corrupted, how the Biden administration has politicized the Department of Justice, has politicized the FBI, has politicized the IRS. They're targeting their enemies. And the book walks through all of these different instances of corruption and explains it. And, you know, it really starts, it starts, number one, with Loudoun County. And the horrific conduct that occurred there, where a 14-year-old girl was sexually assaulted in the girl's bathroom by a boy wearing a skirt. And the school denied that it happened, insists that never has a boy in a skirt assaulted a girl and, in fact, transferred the rapist to another school where he sexually assaulted another little girl. And the parents, as you and dad, they went to the school board and they listened to the school board lying and insisting it hadn't happened. And the dad, understandably, was outraged, and he stood up and said, listen, my daughter was raped at your school. And the reaction was not to arrest the rapist, not to bring in law enforcement to stop the assault, but rather to arrest the dad, to throw him on the ground, to handcuff him, to drag him away. And then after that, the National Association of School Boards asked the Biden administration to target parents as domestic terrorists using the Patriot Act if they dare go to school boards and stand up. And 6 days later, Merrick Garland issued a formal memo to the FBI directing them to target moms and dads. And that's how the book starts, is this DOJ and FBI is being used as the stormtroopers for the DNC. And that is tremendously undercutting the integrity of law enforcement. And it is a real threat to the rule of law.
What you're describing, I would argue, is one of the main reasons that Glenn Youngkin won by such a wide margin. And I think what could be an argument could be made that Virginia is blue, not even purple anymore. But he won by a wide margin, in large part because of a woke education versus a traditional education. But if you break down the top issues in this campaign, this midterm, what gives me the most confidence is the following. It's obvious on the economy, 41-year high of inflation, double the price you were paying under Donald Trump for a gallon of gasoline. But then you have the lawlessness at our border, not enforcing the laws of the land and even giving preferential treatment to illegal immigrants. That gets to the heart of justice in America. Then you've got the issue you're describing in schools all across the country and indoctrination at a level that we've never seen before. And then telling parents to basically, like Terry McAuliffe had said, shut up, don't question us. And if you dare speak out at a school board meeting, you'll be investigated as a domestic terrorist, as you rightly point out. And I'd say the last part of this equation is simple law and order. You know, every big Democratic city or town, any Democratic state run by Democrats for decades, they are seeing record murder rates, record rapes, record violent crime, record theft like we've never seen before. And if you don't have law and order, and you don't have, and you defund, dismantle, and you have these idiotic Nobel laws, people cannot be in peace to pursue happiness. It goes to the fundamentals of this country. So three of the five big issues in this campaign go right to the heart of your book.
Well, you're absolutely right. And every one of those topics you raised is covered in depth in the book. Critical race theory, there's an entire chapter on critical race theory. It was created at the Harvard Law School, where I was a student. In fact, I was a student there with Ketanji Brown Jackson. She was a year behind me. We were on the law review together. And so I give the history, the Marxist history of where this came from. As people are saying, how did this garbage get in our schools? I explain how it gets in our schools and what it's doing. But you also look at the lawlessness, whether it is the Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots across the country, or the George Soros district attorneys who are releasing murderers and rapists onto the street and causing violent crime to skyrocket. I walk through the Waukesha Christmas parade murderer, and I detail how you had one of those George Soros DAs who'd let the guy go just days before for running someone else down with the same SUV that he used to murder people in that parade. And this pattern over and over again, you know, we got into it this morning on The View, where you had Whoopi Goldberg, who insisted, she said, well, you know, it's only the right wing that engages in violence. And she was focused, as the left always is, on January 6th. And I just started laughing at her. I said, wait, did you miss an entire year of Antifa riots as cities burned all over the country? And she looked at me completely befuddled and said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know of any Antifa riots. I got to say, for her viewers, it really shows how they are spoon-feeding one partisan view of the world and trying to erase reality.
You know, I'm looking at the country and you see what's going on here. You know, you've been very, very optimistic. You've been going, I think, what, you had a 17-state tour. I don't know if you're finished yet or if you're still in the middle of it or if the book tour is taking you, maybe you're taking a little hiatus and then getting back out on the road. But this is so critical to the country. You've been to 17 states. What is resonating when you speak to large crowds of people? What are they reacting to the most?
So we're still in the middle of the 17-state bus tour. I will be later tonight in Virginia doing a big rally for Yesley Vega. We're expecting a big, big crowd there. then headed to North Carolina, then Tennessee, then Georgia, then Florida, then back up to Michigan, then Utah, then Texas to close it out. And I know you've been Arizona, Nevada. I've been both of those places earlier. It's the issue, Sean, you brought up just a minute ago. If you look at national polling, the top three issues nationally, number one is inflation, especially gas prices. Number two is crime and the out of control crime we're seeing across the country. And number three is illegal immigration and the chaos in our southern border. And all three of those are the result of the radical policies from Joe Biden and the Democrats. And I think people are hungry. They're hungry to change the direction we're on. They're hungry to bring this country back. You know, I don't even think the divide anymore is between Republican and Democrat or conservative and liberal. I think the divide is between sanity and insanity. These people are crazy. Joe Biden just today came out in favor of the genital mutilation of children, of little boys and little girls, sterilizing and permanently mutilating children who identify as transgender. That is horrific. That is child abuse. That's something else we talk about in the book Justice Corrupted, the radical ideology of the left and the damage it is doing to our kids. And I think it is so far out of step that I believe Election Day is going to be a red wave. I think we're going to retake both the House and Senate. And once we do that, when we have majorities, we need to act like it and use those majorities next year.
Well, that's an important part of the equation. And that's why I kind of like the commitments to America, very much like the contract with America. Quick break, more with Senator Ted Cruz. Don't forget, his new book is out today in bookstores everywhere all across the country. And it's called Justice Corrupted, How the Left Has Weaponized Our Legal System. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. And we'll continue more with Ted Cruz.
Up is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we continue with Ted Cruz earlier on The View today, and as he launches his brand new book, Justice Corrupted, How the Left Has Weaponized Our Legal System, Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. You know, you're mentioning this education, transgender, gender identity. Consider me old-fashioned. I prefer reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers. You know, let's learn the basics because we pay more per capita per student on education with the worst results. But the idea these schools feel that they have the right and should have the right to be able to indoctrinate our kids on something as specific as gender identity and not even tell the parents. Or they're teaching these kids in first grade, in kindergarten. It's certainly doesn't meet any standard of age appropriateness by anybody's definition.
Look, it is a strange thing how today's Democrat Party has on every issue gone to the nutty fringe. On spending, the trillions of dollars of spending we've seen have caused this out of control inflation. On energy, the assault on American oil and gas has caused gas prices to skyrocket. On crime, the Democrats advocating for abolishing and defunding the police, the Democrats putting in place district attorneys who just let violent criminals go. That is causing this crime spike. And on illegal immigration, 4.4 million people have crossed illegally under Joe Biden. Joe Biden refuses to enforce the law. And on the gender ideology, this stuff is just nutty. This is not mainstream. You know, I tell the story out on the stump of a hearing a couple of months ago, where a Berkeley law professor was testifying, and she kept referring to, quote, people with the capacity for pregnancy. And it was odd. I'd already asked my questions. I was actually frustrated. I wish I had gotten a shot at questioning her.
Oh, I know which question you're talking about. Can biological men give birth to children?
Well,
I never thought I'd hear that question being asked in Congress. I'll be very frank with you.
And listen, the next questioner was Josh Hawley, and he said Josh was more than up to the task. He said, Professor, three times you've used the phrase people with the capacity for pregnancy. Do you mean women? And crazy eyes, she like flashed a glare at him, and she said, no. She said, your question is transphobic and an invitation to violence. That's just nutty that they can't acknowledge women exist, that that is now a controversial statement in the Democrat Party. I think that's one of the reasons November is going to be such a big election, because people are like, okay, can we get back to planet Earth, please?
Yeah, I think that that would be a good place to return to, although I'm not sure it's going to be able. Look at what happened last week. Over the years, you've had people like Eric Holder, Lois Lerner, Janet Reno, all held in contempt of Congress. None of them ever charged. Steve Bannon not only charged, tried, convicted, 4 months in jail. I'm sure he's going to appeal it. That is a dual justice system. But I urge everybody, this is a really good book. It's called Justice Corrupted, How the Left Has Weaponized Our Legal System. It's out today in bookstores all across the country. It's on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, and in bookstores everywhere. Senator, thanks for being with us. Thanks for what you're doing on the tour all across the country. This is, I hope your prediction is correct. I'm beginning to believe it more and more every day, but I take nothing for granted. Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Thank you, Sean. God bless.
God bless. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they've been supporting America's heroes, their families, since 9/11/2001. Now, Christopher Slutman is one of those heroes. He was a decorated 15-year FDNY member who later became a staff sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps. He was serving in Afghanistan when he was killed in action by an IED. This happened in 2019. He left behind his wife and three young children. And when a first responder, when a military service member does not come home, young kids left behind, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation pays off their mortgage, lifts that financial burden off the family, and brings them stability. Now, Christopher's family is able to stay in the house that Christopher and his wife had chosen to raise their kids. Now, the house that their kids feel safe in, the house where everyone showed up to support the family after Christopher's death. Now, that's why we're asking all of you to continue to help make these dreams come true, and that we can help out these families that are in desperate need. All they're asking for is $11 a month. All Team Hannity is involved. And all you can do, all you have to do is go to their website, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.